Thank you and good morning. The district attorney's office announced that Michael Springs has been sentenced to 8 years and 8 months in state prison after he was convicted of 3 burglaries, 2 residential and 1 at the Trinidad Water Treatment Plant. Springs was found inside the garage of one of the victim's residents in Freshwater last October. He had caused more than $25,000 in damage during that incident. Springs was also convicted of burglarizing a Trinidad home twice while the homeowner was away, and he was found guilty of burglarizing the Trinidad Water Treatment Plant in 2015. You are advised to stay away from beaches, docks, and jetties. Those words are repeated at this news desk each time the National Weather Service issues a high surf advisory, as they have throughout this week. High surf has pounded the coast this week, and yesterday the surf combined with high tides brought 27-foot swells onto local beaches as well as the jetties at the entrance to Humboldt Bay. A Coast Guard helicopter crew was dispatched to the North Jetty at about 11:30 yesterday morning when a man decided to drive his pickup truck out onto the jetty as surf pounded the rocks and twice nearly dragged the truck into the ocean. The truck became disabled, and a Coast Guard rescue swimmer had to be lowered down to his location where he was secured and pulled to safety. The man was uninjured, and the truck was left in place until conditions calmed. A high surf advisory and sneaker wave alert is in effect through this afternoon. You are advised to stay away from beaches, docks, and jetties. The region is known as the Emerald Triangle because of its history with the underground marijuana industry. And now that the legalization of marijuana at the state level continues to spread, state legislators have taken steps to protect local brands of marijuana, much in the same way California wines are protected from misleading marketing. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced Senate Bill 175 that builds on existing regulations in Prop 64 and the Medical Marijuana Act that prohibit manufacturers and distributors of marijuana from using names or images of the state of California or its counties unless the marijuana is produced here. McGuire's bill extends to names that are similar to local names and prohibits their use in advertising and the sale of cannabis as well. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
Eureka police arrested a man following a vehicle investigation in the 600 block of 16th Street at around 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. 41-year-old Eureka resident Gerald Girardin, who had 2 felony warrants out in his name, was found by officers asleep in the driver's seat. Following a search of the vehicle, officers located an AR-15 rifle, ammunition, and a syringe loaded with heroin. Girardin was booked into county jail on various charges, including being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of ammo, and possession of a controlled substance while armed.
Thank you, Jordan. The 52nd annual Trinidad to Clam Beach Run is scheduled to kick off tomorrow, and some 1,200 or so intrepid souls will brave the cold waters of the Little River at Moonstone Beach to complete the course. This year's race will honor former Humboldt State track coach Ford Hess, who created the run in 1965 in an effort to get students active. The half marathon kicks off at 11:30, followed by shorter distant races at 12:30 and 1:30, respectively. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County has gotten just over 12 inches of rain since the first of the year and more than 34 inches since October 1st. Local residents are very well aware that when you add heavy rain and high winds to local driving conditions, it can make a short trip an ordeal. CHP Public Information Officer Cy May spoke about the weather and its impact on driving conditions, and while wet, snowy winter weather may be hazardous, officers on duty and on patrol on local highways go about their business like any other day.
It doesn't change a whole lot of how we do our day-to-day business. It might just make it a little bit busier. You know, if people are spinning out and crashing due to hydroplaning because of the weather, we might be running around in circles trying to keep everybody safe and on the roadway. But it definitely does pick up the statistics, you know, of crashes. Even just for this month, we're not even all the way through January, and we've taken almost 80 traffic collisions.
May said that while summer is the busiest time of the year for the CHP simply due to the volume of traffic, in winter, many times a response to a collision means getting a motorist back on their way.
You'd think that this time of year would be our busy time because of the weather. Our busy time is really during the summer. And a lot of times during this type of weather, we respond to incidents that might not turn into a quote-unquote traffic collision or report because somebody just spun off the road. They're stuck, but there's no damage to the vehicle, so we help them get unstuck and get back on the road.
You can listen to CHP Officer Sime talk traffic safety on Talk Shop.